Well, hello, Audio Boo. It's Ian McKendrick. I'm here. I'm down in London today. I've just been at a NetFocus working group where we've been talking about the things that we're going to set up for the conference this year, for the NetFocus BACTI conference. And I've bumped into a really interesting chap called Adrian Wright from Cicoda Risk Management. And Adrian wants to share some thoughts on some of the things that businesses could be doing to keep themselves safe and secure in today's global commercial environment. Is that right, Adrian?
That's right. Yeah, thanks, Ian.
That's all right.
Yeah, today's global commercial environment does require information security, and that means protecting the assets not just of the company but of the customers that you actually work for, effectively.
Yeah.
Because there have been some massive breaches of security. Some of the ones that hit the headlines are, of course, the HMRC breach, where they disclosed very, very large number, millions and millions of records have gone into the public domain, all this kind of thing. And they've hit these companies or organizations pretty badly.
Yep.
And the cleanup costs associated with fixing something like that, if it happens to your business,
yep,
and you accidentally disclose customer data or employee data, personal information particularly, can be very damaging to the organization. It can ruin reputations.
Yep, yep.
And you need to take extra care to make sure that doesn't happen.
Yep.
Now, the sort of things you can be doing, some of them are technical. Some of them involve things like installing antivirus, making sure that if you've got a network, it's appropriately protected and firewalled. But above all, the real key thing is to make your employees aware of what they do on a daily basis.
So raising employee awareness is a really good thing to be doing.
It's the number one thing. Employees are your number one asset, but they're also your number one liability.
Yeah.
Employees doing the wrong things, not necessarily maliciously, but just accidentally, can actually bring an organization to its knees. Now, what's happened in the last month or so, a couple of months, is that the Information Commissioner, the department that basically controls things like data protection, have increased the fines for breaches of confidential personal information to a maximum of £500,000.
That is a considerable sum.
It would take most businesses down.
Yeah.
So what you need to be aware of is the rising cost of non-compliance. So on the one hand, it's very easy to say, oh, information security, compliance, not really anything I've got time for, but it's something you're going to have to make time for in future.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the penalties just aren't worth thinking about.
No. So where would one start, you know, to get a handle on raising awareness with their employees?
Well, a good place to start is really to start at the very, very basic level, to say things like look after your password. So everybody's got a password for their system. Make sure that people aren't writing it on post-it pads or sharing it with others.
Yeah.
Because other people logged into your account, you know, can do just as much damage as you can, and they can do it without your knowledge.
Yeah.
So looking after your password, making sure that you don't proliferate information unnecessarily. So if you've got a customer database, if you've got an employee database or an Excel spreadsheet, don't necessarily send it to everybody on the internet, but look after it.
Yeah.
If you're going to transmit it, make sure it's adequately protected by encryption.
Yeah.
Those sort of measures are vital, just at the grassroots level, to make sure people don't do stupid things.
Yeah. One of the things we discussed this afternoon was about the sort of like social networking aspects that a lot of employees are engaging with, and the threats that can pose. What sort of advice would you give companies on social networking activities?
Well, it's really down to the individual company to decide whether they're going to let their employees do things like Facebook and Twitter from the workplace. But even if you don't allow it in the workplace, people can equally well publish information about what your business does and the internal workings of it, quite innocently, on Facebook or Twitter, where the whole world can see it.
Yeah.
So you need to be mindful of the fact that employees, either from the workplace or from home, can actually be saying too much about what they do for you or for your customers.
Yeah.
And again, inadvertently expose that information to competitors, to hostile parties who might use it to break into your networks. So again, educate staff. If you're going to use social networking, if you're going to allow it, make sure it is social networking just about that individual and their private life, and not about the corporate world and what you actually do for you and your customers.
Okay, all right, that's fairly clear. So just to wrap up now, I wonder if there's maybe two or maybe three pearls of wisdom you'd like to share with our listeners, or maybe three things that they could do tomorrow to help protect themselves.
Yeah, the old adage, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Yep, good. Yep.
So, in other words, you know, just a little bit of preventative work, a bit of foresight is absolutely essential. So try and predict what might go.